The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to what Tanisha said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right now. So. I got some interesting feedback from the last episode, Non-Lives. So it's funny. But this one is called GTFO. Yes. Like, literally, when you type GTFO on your phone, a mean, mad-ass face pops up, which is hilarious to me. Like, the phone know what that is. And I actually had a friend say, what does GTFO mean? I'm like, it means get the fuck out. Simple as that. Get the fuck out. GTFO. How did GTFO come about? Well, I didn't create the phrase, but the phrase comes from, you know, real simple shit. Get the fuck out. It's self-explanatory. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much that's very, very self-explanatory. But how did it come about to be an issue with me and those, that acronym or those letters spelled out like that, GTFO? So I had a client approach me about a little spirit in their house that wouldn't leave, that they felt was taking on a really stronghold type presence and all this other stuff. So, you know, I put together a little sage bundle and some incense and shit. And I said, burn that. Tell the motherfucker to leave. Open the window. Tell the motherfucker to leave. And you should be good. Well, it didn't work. That motherfucker was resistant. That motherfucker was eating sage and all of that, like bug spray. So she said, nah, I need something stronger. So you got to go to the old school. Old school. See, grandma and them had a way of doing shit that people may have questioned, may have thought that was weird, but they always had an alternate method of getting people out your house or making people stay, making them feel welcome. And they did a lot of shit with food. See, there's a lot of things going on in grandma's kitchen. There's something about the kitchen. The kitchen was where all the business was conducted. The kitchen was where all the conversations was had that were hard or good or sad. It was a lot of laughter. It was a lot of, you know, real life debates happened in the kitchen. Everything happened in the kitchen, and a lot of love and anger and what else could be spread through food. So just know that the kitchen is where it started. The kitchen is where it's at. And, you know, the black kitchen is always been notorious for being the gathering spot for all your little issues. So get the fuck out. Is also called hot foot. Yes. Now, a lot of people say, oh, that's hoodoo, voodoo, whatever. It is not any different than anything grandma did. See, thing is, grandma didn't tell y'all because you know, she's trying to keep her religion and y'all keep y'all religion because people don't understand and fear, they try to attack. And that's been going on since the beginning of time. It's like, oh, you know, she told the dog to sit and it sit. That bitch must be a witch. Simple shit like that. But if you tell a dog to sit, do you think a woman's a witch? No, you think he's trained. But I'm telling you, if you go back into history, all of that shit was like it was. I mean, why in the fuck you think so many women in the Bible was catching hell and being accused of doing some kind of sex magic because they man Dude, I'm gonna get into this. I'm really gonna get into this. Because a man was pussy whipped. Like, there was some alpha male that went out and said, if a man is pussy whipped, he's a beta. He's a beta, she's a witch. They some punk shit, kill him. So simple as that. And Jezebel was wearing makeup, making her some lipstick, and, you know, putting it down on Ahab. And they was like, Ahab is a bitch. I'm telling you. And they was like, you know, he all pussy whipped. She doing something wrong. She in charge. She telling what to do. He over there doing it. You know, they didn't see that, okay, she was running the organization. She was the CEO, and he supported it. They didn't see it that way because that was just wrong. A man is the only one that could be a CEO. A man was the only one that could be in charge, and your man supporting you, oh, he's just a beta. He's just a motherfucking beta. Me personally, I like Sigma men myself. I'm not going to get into the archetypes. But, you know, if why everybody's trying to be a damn alpha and say that they're alpha because everybody's too ashamed to say they're a beta or whatever, why everybody's talking, I'm an alpha this, I'm an alpha that. I love the Sigma male. The Sigma male archetype fits me perfectly. He's a sexy motherfucker. And I've went over archetypes before in one of my podcasts. I don't know how you get to old podcasts on here because I tried to get to it. But they are on there. And I know somebody going to challenge me at some point. So when they do, I'm going to go back into this shit and explain it. Because you learn something on here. Along with all of the shit that I do, you're going to learn something. Mm-hmm. So the last episode was called Nine Lives. And I got a lot of interesting feedback about that. People actually liked it. I was interested to see that people took it as a learning experience. And they were like, ooh, she's stepping out a little bit and telling about this other side and this other world. So I'm not going to really delve into that because we still talking about get the fuck out. And, you know, my whole thing is, I know you're thinking, this girl is a heathen. She done turned a heathen. No, I ain't no damn heathen. Besides, let me tell you, I did the church 6 days a week. And I can't afford church. I can't afford to go. I can't afford to go to church 6 days a week. I can't afford to lose my faith and not believe, but I can't afford to sit up in no church 6 days a week. That is not living. That is not life. I can't afford to sit in church 6 days a week, support a vision that I don't normally agree with. And I'm going to just be real with you. Once you've had your church hurt cherry popped. Yeah, I said it. Your church hurt cherry pop. You got decisions to make. So let's be real. I just call it what I want. I go when I want. And like I said, I can't afford it 6 days a week. I can't afford church. They take an offering up just to have a conversation. I can't afford it. Okay? Now, let me tell you something. One of the oldest potions that was ever made, and I mean, it goes all the way back to biblical times. Perfume. Actually, it goes back to, but back in Egypt and all that before biblical times, they made perfume. They made perfume, flowers, and things of that nature, and they gave it intention. That's all it is. That's all perfume is. It has an intention, and so they name it. Sometimes just the intention is in the name, okay? I got something called The Weekend, you know, or a Burberry Weekend, or we call it Chanel, but to someone else, it could be Channel. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make you think. I'm trying to make you really think about some of this shit that you do and wear, and you may not just be tapped in, so to speak. So, yeah, but, you know, perfume was, some of it was made as a tincture. Some of it was made with the oil. And when I say a tincture, it was made with alcohol so that it, you know, would carry on some of the fragrance of the alcohol it would seep into, or the certain herbs that they use would incense. You know, I'm not going to go into it too much because, you know, y'all ain't going to get it. But anyway, y'all know how women wear perfume. You've been wearing it since you could get into your mama shit and or your daddy's shit, your cologne or whatever. But it's to entice other motherfuckers. Yeah, you want to smell good, but it also was used to entice. And it's so, you know, let's go back. Because that's probably the first fucking set of sex potion there was. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I think back on, why was they really mad at Jezebel? You know, Jezebel wore her red lipstick and she put some perfume on. She probably did a little sex magic on her man. Her man loved her. That man wasn't going nowhere. She might have had him a little head gone, headstrong, but damn it. Any pussy worth this weight should do that. It should. And if your pussy's not doing that, you might want to hit me up on my inbox. It's like, girl, what do I need to do to get myself to the point where this man is fucked off in the head? Okay? Oh, my God. You know, you got to be careful with that, though. Because you might not want all of that. You might not want all that attention, all that business, everything that's going on. And then a man that don't really reciprocate the energy. See, I always ask him, is he giving you the pie? If he feeds you the pie, then you can give him the pie. And the pie that he need to give you is purpose, intent, and energy. You know, and you can go all over with the eyes. Is he giving you intent? Is he giving you interest? You know, is he giving you all these things? Is he giving you eye contact? There's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit going to that pie that you need him to give you. I need you to give me purpose. I need to give you, you know, to perceive, to show me that you perceive me as a priority in your life. You know, let's talk about this pie thing. So, yeah, P-I-E is the acronym. Oh, shit. Yes. So, hey, there's a new oil coming out and a new sachet coming out called the pie. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It came to me. It came to me. It's going to be the shit. It's going to be the shit. So, anyway, this client asked me to make this something to help her get this spirit or energy out of her house. And so I made some GTFO. And I told her what to do. Her scary ass could barely do it. But she did it. She got it done. She got her done. She got enough for another one if it ever comes back. Sometimes you got to do a backtrack and help the thing go do. But she did feel a calmness about her house afterwards. She did feel like the spirit either transitioned or was in the process of it. So that was helpful to know. Yeah, that was helpful to know. It sure was. I'm still, you know, tripping. So let's talk about this sex magic just a little bit, because GTFO is not the only thing that I help people with. As y'all know, I do talk a lot about sex. I think if I don't talk about it a little bit, I'm not being my authentic self. I am not by any means declaring myself a full-fledged sex goddess, maybe a part-time sex goddess. But yes, I have a lot of knowledge in that area. So, but let me tell you something. Who else had a lot of knowledge in that area? Your damn grandma. Mm-hmm. Your damn grandma was a sex goddess. Yes, she was. If she wasn't, she was playing herself. She was playing you. Because you know what? Nobody let their grandkids know what the fuck they was doing right. So you got to dig deep and just kind of go into the history of it and be like, my grandma's not immune. Okay? Your grandma is not immune to doing that shit. So grandma knew what to do. She took plenty of damn vinegar baths. She took some hoe baths. She even took some goddess baths. You know? Hey, grandma knew how to do scrubs and baths. And all of that shit. She knew the power of vinegar. She knew the power of a whole bunch of shit. She knew the power of witch hazel. All of that shit was under the cabinet and your ass never fucking questioned it. But yet you gonna question me because I just put the shit in a little tube and said, try this. You gonna question me and then think I'm hoodoo, voodoo, priestesses, queen, witch, all of that because your ass is too chicken shit to realize that those plants, the roses and all of them shit, and roses, lavender, chamomile, all that shit been around before we was, okay? Before our black asses was even thought of. So don't act like motherfuckers didn't know. You know, God gave us them plants. Yeah, I ain't saying you gotta smoke it. I'm saying he gave it to you and it has intent. It has dual, alternate, extreme, numerous purposes of how you can use this product. Now, imagine a life without vibrators. Imagine being a squirter and, you know, you're squirting, it's an accident. Damn. Now, you don't have, it ain't about to be no accident when you squirt. Now, you just squirt straight in his fucking face. Moisturize his beard, and he loves it. He's like, oh, my God, babe, you squirt all in my face. You send it to my bad. And he liked the shit. He liked it. I can't imagine. This is such an amazing time to be alive. It's such an amazing time to be alive. Yes, it is. This is such an amazing time to be alive. You got to find the blessings in it. You got to find the blessings in it. You got to find something you like and find your ass something to do. Because I promise you, if you're not having good sex, you're miserable. You need to change and switch up a lot of shit. Because I tell you, and I don't care. You could be having sex with yourself and it could be amazing. Orgasms are amazing. Orgasms are portals. It is doorways to portals. And I'm telling you, you got to have these things in your life. So, you know, grandma had, you know, she had her sexual potions and love oils and things that she did. And, you know, perfumes, as you call it, and tinctures and shit that y'all don't want to understand. They had all of that. But not only that, yeah, I know Grandpa had a gun, but Grandma also had hot foot. Mm-hmm. Grandma had ways of making people stay and making people leave. I'm going to get into that another time because that's not what the GTFO is about. But one of these days, I'm going to teach you. There's shit buried all around Grandma's house. And it has a different purpose, dual meanings. Hello. And that is what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.